Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, constancy is an attribute that we tend to think is not so exciting. As we talked about in Bible study this morning in our worship class, we had a really good discussion in Bible study. And I think it was apparent we like variety and options. But constancy, my friends, we need that. A strong foundation. Something we can count on. Andrea Mosconi is someone who could teach us a lesson or two on the attribute of constancy. Andrea Mosconi, for decades, decade after decade, 3 decades, 6 days a week, did the same thing for work. Andrea would show up to the city hall in Cremona, Italy. Maybe you know about this. The city hall in Cremona, Italy, houses some of the most expensive musical instruments to ever have been created. In that city hall, there are 2 violins and a viola that were created by the Amati family. There are also 2 violins that were created and put together by the Guarnes family. And then there's 1 violin that was created by the master. The master, who's that? Antonio Stradivari. All the instruments there are 300 plus years old. Amazing. Unstroked, untuned, unused, you see. Those beautiful instruments lose their value and purpose, actually. So what was his job? Sweetest job in the world. Andrea Mosconi showed up 6 days a week, decade after decade after decade, to pick up the instruments, play them, played them each one 8 to 10 minutes each day in the morning, and then he'd put them back in their case. Beautiful music throughout the city hall there in Cremona, Italy. Just to be a person to just sit there every day and listen to his music. Oh, beautiful. That's a picture. That is a picture of our word for the day, which is constancy. Constancy. This is Jesus' gift for you. Constancy. Jesus meets his disciples here in John chapter 14 before he's taken away, and you see they're troubled. Verse 1 relates it. They're troubled in spirit. The word there in the Greek is much deeper than just troubled. Their world is collapsing, is what the Greek's saying, the Greek word there. It's as if they're expecting the sun to rise at noon, and the sun is just not going to be there. Why? Because Jesus was leaving. So Jesus gave his disciples the one gift he could give them, constancy, with these words, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Constancy, that's what that is. Thinking about constancy, I think, as we discussed in Bible study this morning, I think we devalue that quite a bit because we really like variety and options in life. Constancy is kind of boring, isn't it? Variety, do you realize how much variety and how many options we have? When I was growing up, I shared this in Bible study, there were 5 television stations. What would you do if you turned on your TV and there were only 5 television stations? You would revolt. How dare, I need to have 600 or else I'm quitting this. 40 years ago, when you went to go get coffee, hey, there was not a lot of variety, was there? You were just getting coffee, maybe some sugar, maybe some cream, but that's about it. Now, don't think about opening up a coffee stand unless you have 600 varieties that you can offer, all the different ways. Some of you are laughing. I know how you like your coffee. You're the only person that likes coffee like that. We love variety. We love options. It's our culture today. By the way, do you realize that religion is kind of about variety right now? I call it potpourri religion. Take a little bit of Judaism, sprinkle on a little Islam and Muhammad, take a splash of mysticism and add Jesus onto the side and mix it all together. That's my religion. That's the way it's going for a lot of people. And in fact, the idea that you'd follow one person and one religious paradigm is today taught amongst universities. That seems to be primitive, they say. But why would you ever do that? Follow one paradigm and one person. In fact, this text, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Do you realize that people say this refutes Christianity because it doesn't have variety. It doesn't have options. It's saying there's only one way.